This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So the ulama, rahimahumullah, the scholars, they said that the month of Sha'ban is like the sunnah prayer before the obligatory prayer. It's like the sunnah prayer before the obligatory prayer. So this is like the sunnah month. Sha'ban is the sunnah month, and then the obligatory month comes, which is Ramadan. And then after Ramadan, there is the sunnah after, which is 6 days of Shawwal. And you know, listen to this so you can understand the point. You see, Allah Azza wa Jal prescribed for us that we pray a sunnah before the obligatory prayer. So what we're supposed to do is make wudu at home, come early to the masjid, make istighfar, pray the sunnah, sit, read Quran, all of this in preparation. Then we make iqamah and we get up and we pray the obligatory prayer. You see, it is difficult to achieve khushu'ah if you skip all that. If you just come in on time of salat and you say Allahu Akbar with the imam and you want to pray the obligatory prayer, your head is still spinning from the affairs of this worldly life, business, world, children, money, a million things that are going in your head, you know? So you won't be able to achieve optimal khushu'ah if you were to just rush into a salat Allahu Akbar. So you need to prepare your heart for the khushu' by praying a sunnah before. And similarly, Ramadan. If a person didn't fast anything of Sha'ban, which is this month now before Ramadan, and he never fasted anything before that, when Ramadan comes, what will happen to him? What will happen? How can you achieve khushu' in your Ramadan? This is what will happen. You'll be tired, exhausted. You cannot wait for the day to finish. You know, people will fast and they're just hating the fasting, can't wait for the day to be over because they're so hungry. And look at the state of people today. Look at the state of people today when they neglect Sha'ban and don't fast anything in Sha'ban. What happens? Most of their Ramadan is spent sleeping. Why? Allah wallah, we're tired, we're hungry, we're thirsty, we're sleepy. And as a result, what happens? All the reward of Ramadan is gone. Where's the goodness in all this? Where is the real worship? Where's the dhikr wal Qur'an and prayer on time in Ramadan? Where is all this? It's lost because people did not prepare during the month of Sha'ban. The month of Ramadan, my brothers and sisters in Islam, is not a month of sleep. Even the nights of Ramadan, we should be up praying. Yani, the night should be spent in worship. Imagine then the day. We must be active in worship. Allahu Akbar. And I tell you, people today that neglect Sha'ban altogether, look, they're sleeping during the day. And then at night, it's spent in games and entertainments. Wal'iyadhu billah. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to safeguard us from that. This is why we must prepare from now. Now we're still at the beginning of Sha'ban. So this is good news. Fasting the month of Sha'ban, the biggest thing it's going to do is it's going to remove heedlessness from your heart. It's going to remove laziness from your body and from your heart. It's going to remove this heedlessness out of your heart, just like the sunnah prayer does before the obligatory prayer. So that when Ramadan begins, you're not tired from the first day. You're not tired. You're used to it. You've been fasting the last, what? If you fasted Mondays and Thursdays, then you've been fasting about 8 days. If you fasted more than that, alhamdulillah, you're ready now to embrace the first day of Ramadan. You didn't have to deal with the tiredness and the fatigue and the thirst, and then you've already got that sorted when you fasted in Sha'ban. My brothers and sisters in Islam, we need to be aware, we need to be careful.